I felt a cleaving in my mind, as if my brain had split. I tried to match it seam by seam, but could not make them fit. The thought behind I strove to join unto the thought before, but sequence raveled out of sound like balls upon a floor. Emily Dickinson wrote this poem in 1862. It remained on a flat page until 1994, when Leslie Dale bent, twisted, and cut wire to set this poem free from a 2D plane, and created its companion, Threadman, to give it new meaning. Dale has a habit of creating abstract pieces out of string, rubber, wire, and fabric. This is how she conveys the complexities of communication and changes the meaning of the human form. You can see it clearly in this piece. The subject's head is empty save for the words souls. His body is made of tangled thread and messy wire, adding a feeling of confliction and anguish. It quickly devolves into a ghostly figure with wispy arms and a single thread leading down into the poem. The poem itself seems to be held up by Threadman, as if he is presenting it to the viewer. Why is he showing us this? Is it a cry for help? The verses describe someone going through a big mental change. They say their mind is falling apart. Is that what Threadman is trying to tell us? Are his thoughts unraveling and making those knots inside of him? I believe the Threadman could be a representation of our inner struggles, proof to the public that our minds are jumbled and knotted. This has been Sarah Church with another Bulldog Art Tour.